Beware. Contains very offensive language right from the start and throughout, and adult themes.
Previously on Dubious Intent Plus.
What did we do previously on the show?
We had a huge fight.
Oh, that's right, we did. We had a fight, and I yelled at you.
We broke up. We went on hiatus.
And I swore I would never do another show with you again, and then
yep.
I'm doing another one. What the fuck? From the Palatial Pride 48 Studios, high atop the universe, it's time for TI Plus to come screaming at you through Tay Interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time of day it is where you are, we're glad you've joined us today. TI Plus is brought to you by Free Hummers. Free Hummers back. When you need a euphemism for a rim job, then you want some Free Hummers back. Make sure to check them out at freehummersback.com and don't forget to use the special listener checkout code nastykinkpig.com. I amuse myself. Welcome to DI Plus. I am Daniel Brewer, and I am joined from the Free Hummer Back Free State of Arkansas by the one and only Mr. Adam Burns. Hello, Adam.
Hello, Daniel. How are you this evening?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. That was a word salad. That was a word salad introduction to the show.
It was. Well, we were talking about a lot of stuff. You know, some people may have thought we were on hiatus, but apparently I did not get that memo that we were going to be on hiatus. So I'm going to make a proclamation here.
What is this proclamation?
The proclamation tonight is...
Let it be decreed throughout the land, throughout the universe, yes?
I am decreeing
yes.
that this will be our final, not penultimate, ladies and gentlemen, but our final show.
Our final show.
Before Vegas.
Before Vegas.
So we will have 2 weeks off, and then we will have a Vegas show. So everyone look forward to that. It will be fantastic. We will be wearing, sequins. I'm going to have a little feather, a big feather headdress.
A big feather headdress.
Yeah, like the the Vegas the girls.
Oh, thank God! I thought you were going to say Native American, and I was like, oh no, we just touched on this last show.
No, go there. No, I'm not. And I want to say
I will be coming in a sarong with a dot on the forehead.
I also want to say that the blow up that we had last time. I'm never going to have a news story that has any kind of meaning behind it. I just want to clear that up for everyone.
All right, let's just. All right, wait.
Pointless news stories.
Hold on, Adam. Let me just get the decontaminant out here. Let's just spray the show down here for a second. Let's do all like nice and cleaned up. I missed the spot. Right over there. All right. Now here's the thing. You know what? I think in and of itself, the news story was probably not a bad thing. But there were two problems that happened with that story. Number one.
One of them is you and I always disagree.
No, that's not a problem. That's not a problem at all. No, the first problem was I didn't know it was coming. So I didn't read ahead of time, so I didn't know, because normally you don't choose things that have a controversy. And at the time you were talking to Joe Batance about it, I had left the room to go pee in the before show. So it was kind of like it was blind to me. So I was speaking extemporaneously about a subject that I, was trying not to talk out of my ass about, but I kind of was talking about my ass about in some portions of it, which leads to the second problem, which is I was pretty drunk by the point that the news segment came along. So so I was not only speaking extemporaneously about this thing, but I was also drunk in speaking about it. And this spawned off a show. I don't know if you've heard of these ladies before, Greetings from Nowhere.
Yeah, I have heard of them.
They
before.
Made an entire show about it called For Adam and Daniel. if you want us to listen to your show, that's really the best thing to do. It's just name it. It Tastes Like Burning also followed suit. They named their show after me. So it's like, this is a cool way to, to get me to listen to things. It's just name it after me. Play to my narcissism. It works really well. But so Christina was on the show. She was basically agreeing some with both of us. And I had some disagreements with that. But I didn't want to carry it any further because I think it's just all just kind of been talked out. And ultimately, it's a subject that none of us have any real control over, right? None of us have any real control over whether they take down this piece of artwork in Georgia or not, period. So
yeah, and I will. I just want to say I completely understand your point of view and everyone else who has that point of view, because I think it's everyone in the Pride 48 community. And that's part of the reason why I don't bring up really hotbed topics, and I stay really light, because I normally have a differing opinion than most other people that are in my community. So there you go. But it doesn't make me a bad person, right?
Well, yeah, pretty much does. But anyway, here's the thing, though, is I wanted to address this. I thought about writing a reply, but I didn't. And I'm not going to use names because I don't know.
You're going to move this up from the contact segment?
Oh, is it in the contact segment?
It's not yet, but it was going to be.
Yeah, let's just get it out of the way.
Okay.
I got this email that came in on Friday. It's hi, this is mostly for Mr. Brewer. So you can decide whether or not to mention this on the show. All right, so I'm going to mention this on the show. And A, you know you're in trouble when they call you Mr. Brewer. I'm saying,
dear Mr. Brewer.
Mr. Brewer. It's like, you know, no one ever says that in a good context. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, it's Daniel if they're going to say something nice. Daniel and Adam, you guys are great. Whatever. It's like, Mr. Brewer.
Yeah, it reminds me of that song I sang for you a long time ago. You're a mean one.
Mr. Brewer.
Mr. Brewer.
All right. So here we go. I'm a new listener. And over the past 34 episodes that I've listened, I've really liked DI Plus. By the way, the subject of this email is episode 35. So this is a response to episode 35, which I gave up on trying to figure out when that went out. I think it's about 5 years ago.
A long time ago.
It's about 5 years ago is the show that she's talking about.
We're at like 163 right now.
Correct.
So yeah.
Towards the end of episode 35, unfortunately, I found myself vastly uncomfortable. Mr. Brewer made some racist remarks about black women. And as a black woman, I am not sure that I can continue listening. There have been previous remarks about Mexicans and Jewish people that made me uncomfortable as well. As a member of the LGBT community who is going through the coming out process, I have found listening to Dubious Intent Plus very comforting. I found it really freeing to hear about the lives of adults that have embraced their sexuality. I am mainly writing this email because I cannot continue to listen to DI Plus if I am aware that you are prejudiced against my race and sex. If this is annoying or you don't care, that's fine, but I really hope that you don't actually hold these prejudices and the things were just said for comedy's sake. At any rate, I hope to hear back from you. Okay, so I will email this person and tell them to listen to this show because I'm going
I'll just say, don't listen to episode 162.
Don't listen to the one right before the show. No, but here's the thing. You're absolutely right. I probably, without going back and listening to it, you're correct. I probably did make racist remarks about black women. I probably have also made racist remarks about Mexicans and Jewish people, and I have probably also made misogynistic comments, and I have done... I am an imperfect being, and what happens is that sometimes we forget, because we are surrounded by people that know us and love us, right? We forget sometimes that there are new people listening that maybe don't know us that well. And so when we make a joke that we may make around our closest friends, knowing full well that they know that's not how we believe, that you know, strangers can hear that and get the wrong impression from that. So if to that extent, I do apologize because I am racist. I will give you that. I mean, I'm a product of the United States of America, so I am a racist person who is steeped in white privilege. However, I do try to fight that. I do try to be cognizant of it, and I do try to fight it. So I will not sit here and lie and say that I'm not racist. I will say that I try to fight it, and I try to rise above that. However, I do apologize. In my heart of hearts, I do not want to exclude or offend people based solely on their race or their sex or their religious beliefs or anything like that. So as a liberal, I try to. But it is one of those things where it's like I will make some jokes sometimes that I would make in a group of friends that they know that I'm kidding, right? Like, I'm gonna go rob a bank, right? Like, people know I'm not gonna go rob a bank. However, there may be FBI listening that may assume that I am gonna rob a bank. I don't know. So it's like it's one of those things to just remember. Sometimes it's easy to forget that there's a microphone in front of your face and that these something that you said 5 years ago is still actually sitting out on the internet and someone can listen to it for the first time. Tomorrow, or today or whatever. Yeah, it's like, so it's one of those really weird things. So I really do apologize. I hope that you continue to listen. We try to live this show. I mean, we try to be as honest as we can on this show with our lives. We don't,
but I do want to say, and I think that is a very heartfelt apology and I do agree with what you're saying, but I do also want to say that, we do attempt to be funny. And occasionally we will say things.
The key word would be attempt.
Attempt.
Yes, attempt.
And occasionally we will say, now I feel like we're equal opportunity. I mean, I feel like we make fun of gay, gay people. We make fun of straight
people. Now you're digging your hole. Because we have never on this show made a joke about like, oh, that white guy, that stupid rich white guy. And I'm saying it's
you know, because we both have this white privilege that you speak of. But anyway.
What do you mean that I speak of? As if it's an imaginary thing.
As if they, yes, that you speak of. But we can't promise that we'll never say anything.
No, but you know what? I do appreciate the feedback. And if I will just, I'll just throw this out there to people. If I have said something that offends you, please feel free to email me. I mean, I the only way that you can know these things is by hearing back from them. I try to not be offensive to people. Like I don't actually want to offend a group of people. So if you are a member of a group of people that I have offended, please let me know. I mean, that's the only way to learn, right?
We will have nothing but contact segments for the next year.
I disagree. All right. So that being said, let's move on with the little shoe, shall we? We've been away for what, a couple of weeks?
Yeah, a couple of weeks. A
couple of weeks. Check and see.
I bet some people died in the last couple of weeks.
Some people died. Let's find out who might have done that.
Hey, celebrity dead phone call thing.
Yes.
This is Nico.
Hi, Nico.
Someone's dead. Bobby Christina, Whitney Houston's daughter, is dead. She was only 22. Oh. It's actually really sad. Oh. Anyway, that is all. Goodbye.
Excellent. I guess. I don't know why I said my guess. That is Bobby Christina.
Is she a celebrity?
Well, yeah,
or
she
a celebrity
is.
Relative.
Well, no, but she's enough of a celebrity. Like if we were to get, all right, let me draw this fine distinction here. So if we were to get, like, let's say, what's his name? Blanket Jackson died. I would consider that a celebrity because everyone knows who that. If you walked out into the street and said, "Oh my God, Blanket Jackson died," people would go, "Oh, that's Michael Jackson's kid." But I think if you walked out and said, like, Hank Stewart died, which would be like John Stewart's son. It's like, that's not really sub because he doesn't like live his, but she was 22. Well, she was going out to clubs. She was cashing in on her Whitney Houston's My Mother fame. So I think, you know, she's certainly above a D-list celebrity. So I'm going to go ahead and give it to Nico.
She wasn't even original though. She went out the same way her mom did. I mean,
Oh, that's,
isn't it? Didn't she?
I don't know. I don't actually know how she died.
I think she did. Anyway. Yeah. I think anybody named Blanket would probably warrant $2. Anybody who has $2. A name Blanket. Yeah. Anyway, congratulations, Nico.
Congratulations, Nico Martinez. Yeah, so I see you went on a trip. So, yeah, that is something that we should discuss here is why we were on hiatus for 2 weeks. You actually went on a trip.
Yeah, I did. I've actually been on this summer has been full of excursions for me. As we know, I went to Miami.
Yes, you went to Miami. You have had a lovely time. They shut down the beach. The beach was under construction. Exactly.
No, my hotel. Couldn't get a elevator to save my life. Had to go up and down the stairs to the 550th floor. Not really, but it felt that way. And I went to Washington, Washington State.
Washington State.
That is, for those of you who you know, because there is a Washington D.C. and a Washington State.
I was unaware
State.
Of that.
Yeah, well, there is.
Okay, great.
So it was fairly uneventful, so I don't have a lot to say. I did want to say I go there once a year. I try to.
Yes.
Because my grandparents live there, and, you know, they're not getting any younger. And my grandfather actually has beginning stages of Alzheimer's. So, you know, I never know, you know, I say this kind of jokingly, but I never know from 1 year to the next if he's going to remember me when I go there. But it's the truth. So I really try to go at least once a year with my parents. My stepdad goes like 4 times a year now, but I go once because I just can't make 4 trips a year. But it was a really good trip, though. We had birthday celebrations. I have this uncle and aunt.
Yes. Oh, the creepy uncle?
No, different side of the family.
Oh, okay, different.
And just a couple of things about this trip. The first thing I'll say is
he like the twin of the creepy uncle, but he just doesn't have a goatee?
No, it's a different side of the family. It's completely different. So they give the cruddiest.
It's probably just like the creepy uncle in a disguise. Oh, no, I'm a completely different
right.
Uncle Adam.
Exactly.
I don't know who that scoundrel was. Come over here and give your uncle a hug.
In a completely different state, married to a completely different person.
You don't know what lengths these people will go to.
Well, maybe not. They give the crappiest presents, though. And I'm probably going to offend someone here.
God.
You know. But, okay, we have... Now, I don't need birthday presents from anyone. I think it's nice for them to give birthday presents. But every year, birthday or Christmas, I open up the bag from them. And it's a can of Planters mixed nuts.
I love Planters mixed nuts.
And then some you know, some bag of some kind of candy, like some truffle, you know, some like Ghirardelli or what's that, Lindell's or whatever, truffles or whatever. You know, it's like I could run to the grocery store, the nearest grocery store, and get my own can of mixed nuts and a bag of these truffles, right? And look, I am grateful that they think of
me. You know what, Adam? It is, 8 days until your birthday. I know. I was on the fence as to what to get you for your birthday. I now know what to get you for your birthday. I'm going to get you a shovel just to assist you in digging these holes that you keep putting yourself in. I'm sending you a shovel.
And, you know, it's fine.
These,
you know,
poor retired folks who go out of their way to just like, you know, we should think of poor Adam, our lovely nephew Adam, and we should like do something really nice for him. You know, he only comes and visits once a year. We should go and do something. And I know, you know, we're on a fixed income and we need to, we can't really spend a lot of money. But it wouldn't be nice to give him like some mixed nuts and some chocolate. That would be nice. Everyone loves mixed nuts and chocolate.
First of all those things that you just mentioned were incorrect. They're not that old. They're not on a fixed income. And I don't know what else you said, but I'm sure it was untrue as well. They have money. They could give me anything. I don't need I'm always on a diet, so I really don't need chocolates.
Do they know that?
Yeah, they know that.
How do they know that?
Nuts are heavy. Like, I don't know if you know how heavy nuts are. I'm going back on a plane. I can't eat a whole can of nuts between the time they give it to me
and
when
I'm going to
get back on the plane.
Go enjoy and feed the squirrels and make their day.
So, whatever. They have bought a house near my grandparents.
Yes.
They have a house in Seattle. And now they've bought it.
You should send them some mixed nuts as a housewarming present.
They have a second house now near my grandparents. My grandparents live in Bremerton, which is across the Puget Sound from Seattle. Mm-hmm. And they've been remodeling it. And so they had this housewarming party.
Sorry. I was really hoping that you'd be done by now. All right. Here we go. Let's find out who this one is really quickly. Here he is. Hello.
Yeah, hi guys. RT Cruiser for the Celebrity Death Phone.
Yes.
English singer, Cilla Black, dead at 72.
Cilla Black. Yes, Cilla Black.
Some singer in England. I don't know. I mean, I'm assuming she's famous.
It's up to you.
Yeah, I mean, I'm feeling, you know, that's fine.
All right, congratulations. It has nothing to do with the fact that RT Cruiser is going to be here in 2 weeks, and he would like hurt you if you didn't.
He would. I wonder if RT Cruiser is going to the puppetry of penis.
Probably not.
He hasn't said anything about it.
He's Australian, which would mean he has taste. All right. So here's the thing, Adam. We're right at the point when you were rudely interrupted. We're right at the point where your aunt and uncle were having a housewarming party.
Yeah, and I don't have much to say about that, but they invited over. I don't know if this is strange or not, but if you had a bunch of people work on a house for you. Would you throw a housewarming party and invite all of the construction workers worked on the house?
Are they hot?
Not really.
Oh, then no.
So they invited all the construction workers, which, you know, there was a Filipino bride of one of the construction workers who was talking about lumpia and stuff like that. So, you know, I felt right at home, but they don't have AC. A lot of people don't have AC in this area of Washington.
Yes. In the extreme north, it doesn't get
hot there very often. But they're having this housewarming party, and I have to go back to the airport later that day to fly home. And they didn't have AC, and they had set up this barbecue stuff outside, and we're all sitting outside. And even if you go inside, and it was like, I don't know, 90 degrees or something. It was pretty hot to not have AC. And so, you know, I'm trying not to say anything to anyone because, you know, I don't want to make waves or anything. I was getting really hot, though. And I didn't want to change my clothes again before I went to the airport. But I had sweat. Like, you ever have that sweat that kind of starts in between your shoulder blades and, like, slowly kind of rolls down your back and then kind of gets to the top of your ass and then kind of runs into your butt crack? You ever have that kind of sweat?
I have not.
Well, That is a very annoying type of sweat.
Okay.
So I was sweating like that. I mean, this is why I had sweat rolling down into my butt crack. So hot. And I'm trying to eat barbecue. There are all these bees flying around, like practically stinging people. And, you know, really, I don't think that the work that was done on their house was all that impressive to begin with. Anyway, so I mean, it was just.
No, do you even like these people?
I love them. Actually, you know what? Okay, I will say one thing nice about this particular set of uncle and aunts. I guess it's just one uncle and one aunt. They, I got an email from them 10 or 15 years ago, and it says, you know, no matter whether you're gay or straight or whatever, because this is the whole time that my family found out, they're like, we want you to be happy and we love you and we're supportive. And if you are gay, you know, please introduce us to your partner or whoever it is. So they're the only relatives that have been that way. So yeah, I love them.
It's you just, love them. You just hate their parties. You hate their gifts that they give. You just like.
I know. Look, I couldn't think of anything to say tonight, so I'm just trying to badmouth people.
All right, great.
That's
great.
Always good for a laugh.
Great.
Anyway, that was pretty much it. Other than that, my grandfather just you don't have to worry about what you say to him now, because within about a minute that you've said it to him.
All right, now that's a very touchy subject for me. I'm waiting. I sent out a message in the chat room for Baron Frosty that I'm waiting for him to reply, because this was going to feed into that. But it's a very touchy subject for me, because as you know, I don't talk about it on the show a lot because it is kind of personal. But I know I have mentioned it before that my mother is losing her memory. She is to the point now where when you have a conversation with her, she does not remember things previously in the conversation. So like within a 2-minute period, she will ask you the same question, you know, and you
that's exactly where
answer,
my grandfather is.
And then kind of get stuck in these loops where she'll like, oh, I should check my email. And then, oh, I'm getting invited to a party. I need to go write that on the calendar, and then go write it on the calendar, turn around and go, oh, I should check my email. And then, oh, I'm getting invited to a calendar. And it's like, and it is a very difficult thing to go through.
No, it's sad.
This is my mother, right? And it's like, and you can't really have conversations with her other. It's like having a conversation with an echo of your mother, like some kind of, you know, like badly written computer program estimate of your mother. It's her voice, it's her face, and it's tough because there are moments of, you know, well, more than a few moments. There are entire hours of lucidity where you can have a conversation with her, but the majority, more and more of her time spins into this, you know, kind of this looping. It's very, very difficult, you know. So I'm older, and unlike a lot of people in the gay community, I won't say that because I'm sure there's a lot of people in the gay community that are extremely close to their parents. But I have a very close family. I was very, very close to my parents. I was very, very close to, you know, to my family. I still am very close to my family. And this is one of those things. Where it's like we lost my dad to, you know, cancer, and that was a thing that we saw coming, and it happened. This is worse, I think. In many respects, this is worse because my mother is physically healthy. She could live for another 10 years, right? It's just like she's physically healthy as a horse, but she's just slowly losing. And I hesitate to say slowly because it is, you know, it's accelerating. But it is just an incredibly tough thing to go through because, you know, she's there and you can see her and you can hug her and you can talk to her, but she's not really there sometimes. And it's almost like a tease, right? It's very, very difficult to talk about. So what I wanted to lead into was, there's another show, you might've heard of it before, called Taste Like Burning.
Yes.
And they are getting married. I don't know if you heard this, Adam, they are getting married. They won't shut the fuck up about it. It's like their last 7 shows have just been the minutiae of their damn wedding. And here's the thing, and they keep apologizing on their show about, you know, the minutiae of their wedding and everything. And I'm not hidden this, right? I am recently divorced. So I am probably the most jaded person on weddings in the history of the world at this point in my life. However, kids, this is a little message here for Tim and James. Kids, you talk about the minutiae. You guys sound so excited and so thrilled about this. And it makes you so happy that it makes those of us who listen to it happy to hear you talk about it. So don't quit apologizing for the minutiae. And it's like, if you want to go on and on about how you want, you know, tiger lilies instead of field lilies and what the difference in the different genome and species of those particular flora is, you go ahead and do that, because we still find it exciting because we're not... Let's be honest, right? Neither one of you are rocket scientists. We're not like actually tuning in to hear your, like, you know, impressive views on cold
Maybe
fusion.
They are.
On cold fusion. We tune in because we love the interaction between you and we love you as people. So just get the fuck over that. Now, here's the thing though. I was listening to their show, and Tim I don't feel out of school saying this because he said this publicly on his show, but apparently Tim's parents are very religious, and they have decided that they are unable to go to the wedding because the little book tells them that they can't go to the wedding because being gay is wrong. And so Tim is wrestling with this whole, like, cutting his parents out of his life kind of a thing. And as I'm listening to this, and I think back to my own relationship with my parents, which I said is very close. I had a very tight family, very close, you know, family. And at for many, many years, I thought to myself, oh my God, I don't know how I would ever live without them. I don't know how I would ever make it, you know, if I lost my parents. And of course, now I find myself in a situation where I have lost my parents. And so I want to tell this to Tim specifically. There's life afterwards. You can still make it. You get over it and you get past it. And you know, I think back fondly about my dad a lot. And there's things that stick with me, you know, about him. But I'm still a great person. I'm still moving forward with my life and my chosen family and with other people, you know, in the rest of my family and other people who do love me. But, you know, so you really shouldn't feel bad. If you have some toxic cancer of a person in your life, it does not matter if they are related to you genetically or not. Cut them the fuck out of your life. It is so much better for you to surround yourself with people who love you and who adore you. Now, on that note, they are scraping up these pennies for their little, because they want this big, huge hootenfalutin wedding, right? They had this big, huge hootenfalutin wedding thing. And they cannot afford their cake. You know what I'm saying? They can't. They have discovered the harsh reality of life that they cannot have their cake and eat it too.
Well, cakes can be expensive.
So to that extent, the most horrible, evil, wicked troll on the planet, Baron Frosty, they have melted his heart to the point that he has created a GoFundMe to help them buy their cake. You can go over to GoFundMe. I'm going to put this link in our show notes. I'm going to send this to you and put it. It's in the chat room right now. It's very hard to find when you do a search for it. But you go and you donate to them. We're just trying to raise $500 for them to buy their cake. There's a picture of them, which I'm assuming is from like 1923 or something, because I'm sure they're both like really haggard and old right now. But it's lovely. Get them their cake because they deserve a cake. For their wedding. So make sure, you know, I know we're hitting everybody up right now for Pride 48 things or whatever, but you know, we got a deadline. We got a while to go here before their wedding. Their wedding isn't until later this year, like October, I think. So you got some time, but check our show notes, dubiousintent.com, check these show notes and make sure you click on the GoFundMe link and go and throw a few shekels to Tim and James for their birthday cake, because they really are wonderful people and they deserve to be incredibly happy. And now I will sit back and await my invitation to their wedding to show up in the mail. So there we go. That's it. That's all I wanted to say. I just wanted you to say, you know, there's life after. Everyone scares you. Oh, you can't do that because they're family. You can't cut them out because they're family. But you know, you can. You absolutely can.
You can.
Family is who you choose to have.
I just want to say that it is very sad for my grandfather to be going through this, and for me as well. I just tend to make light of things to make them easier to deal with, probably. So I don't want anyone to think that I think it's a good thing. You know.
Oh yeah. Oh, by the way, yeah, yeah. They're saying
laugh where you can.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, between my family members, we do make jokes about mom sometimes to ease the ice or to break the ice or whatever. But yeah, I mean, it's you make jokes because you cry otherwise, right? I mean, it's just kind of a survival kind of thing.
It's very sad. I mean, luckily, I don't know if this is lucky or not, but I like to think this is very horrible. But I think it's more horrible for the family members and the friends than it is for the person going through it.
Mm-hmm.
At some point, because they can't remember.
Yep.
So I mean, not to make light of that, but I mean, it's very hard for us.
Oh yeah,
like
yeah.
My grandmother will tell him, because he's a very active. He's 91, but he's very active, and he would always help around the house. They still live alone. I mean, with the two of them, they don't live in a nursing home or anything like that. And you know, and she has trouble going up and down the stairs, and their washer and dryer and their freezer and stuff is downstairs in the basement. And she'll tell him to take something to the freezer, for instance, and the refrigerator's right next to it. And by the time he gets down there, he either doesn't remember which is the freezer or the refrigerator, or he doesn't remember which one he was supposed to put the item in.
Yeah.
So she'll go back like a week later and find something, some ice cream or something
yeah.
that's in the refrigerator instead of the freezer or something like that. Yeah. So she has started labeling things and stuff like that. But
yeah, we have cameras in mom's house that stream out on the web so we can all check in on the house at any point in time. And so there's cameras in all the rooms there that we can log on to and look at. But also my entire family lives there. So it's like my brother stops by once in the morning. My sister stops by in the afternoon. There's a big calendar on the refrigerator that she keeps, you know, all of her events on. And so we always make sure that she's where she needs to be. I say I'm not there. I try to help, but, you know, I'm the one child that's not there, but it is very difficult. It's also very difficult for her, right? She'll have a conversation with me on the phone and ask how things are doing in South Carolina. And I quit correcting her. I just say that it's fine, because I found that when I corrected her and say, you know what, mom, I don't live in South Carolina anymore. I moved to Connecticut. Then she feels like she screwed, you know what I'm saying? She feels like she screwed up, and then it like shuts her down from communicating further because now she feels embarrassed. And it's like, so I've just taken to the point of, the weather in Connecticut is great. And I don't want to talk about this anymore because it's depressing. But
yeah, anyway, so I had a fabulous trip.
That's did it. You?
I did.
Great. You know, I also took a few trips.
I heard about some of them. Where'd you go?
Well, I went into New York City with Dr. Wesley Pythagoras Stone, and we met up with Lamont Cranston and had a great weekend. I won't talk about that one because it was just horrible. It was a horrible disappointment. Horrible disappointment the entire weekend. So I went, though, to another event here. I found this event that was going on here in Connecticut, right up the road here. Mr. Connecticut Bear 2016. I don't know if you can see that. There's a brochure that I got there from the contest.
I see it.
So I went up there, but I found this interesting. It was Mr. Connecticut Bear 2016. Do you know, by the way, did you know that there are these things? Did you know that there are these events?
Yeah, of course. Mr. Bear, Mr. Leather.
But
Mr.
I mean, did you know what they do in these events? Because I see people with these titles, but do you know what the categories are? Hold on one moment. Let me just get this out of the way. Yes. Hello.
Hey there. This is Scott, the Sater. Calling to let you know that Frank Gifford, football star, sports commentary husband to Gifford.
Right, yeah.
Kathy Lee Gifford, that's
yeah,
what he,
yeah, Gaffy.
He is.
Oh, Gaffy.
He has passed away. Yeah, I don't know who he played for. I don't follow sports ball, but I recognize the name. So I think if I can recognize the name of a sports star, then he deserves to be in the death pool.
Really? That's your criteria.
If he was a swimmer, he'd be really good in the death pool. But unraveling now. All right. I'll see you in Vegas. This is a Sater. Catch you later. Bye-bye.
Now, if he was a swimmer, we'd remember him more because we would have seen him naked. Anyway, Frank Gifford. Are we going, yes? Gaffy Lee, as he says. Gaffy Lee's husband. We'll go with Gaffy Lee's husband. Congratulations to all right. So here's the thing. So I go up to this thing. They're asking in the chat room what town. So this was Mr. Connecticut Bear 2016. It was held in Cromwell, Connecticut.
You know, I would imagine sort of the kind of I feel like I always offend someone with what I say. So I'm sorry if I offend you.
Go ahead.
I feel like some of the events in Mr. Bear might be, you know, beard grooming.
Beard grooming? You know, beard grooming? That might be one. Their,
you know, mm-hmm. how you groom your beard, maybe mm-hmm. waxing the tips of your mustaches or
handlebarring,
you know, whatever.
Yes.
They might have, you know, drinking a beer and eating wings while reclining in a recliner.
these are the events that you picture at the Mr. Bear contest.
Yeah. Let's see. Spanking your son. You know, stealing the picnic basket,
mm-hmm. the picnic basket. Yes.
Yeah. Stealing the picnic mm-hmm. basket. Exactly.
Outwitting the ranger. No. So here's the thing is, I knew nothing about this event. So I went up there and I mean, you know, I'm not a bear. I'm an otter. Let's be honest. If we have to put me into a category, I'm an otter.
I don't know what I am.
A significant otter. Anyway,
made that joke already.
Yeah, I did.
I just want everyone to know that.
But here's the thing is, so I went to Mr. Bear 2016. It was really cheap. It was right up the road. And they have a little host hotel there that I went ahead and checked into the host hotel. Now, I didn't stay there. I stayed there to avoid from driving home drunk, but I had to come home and feed the cats the next day because I didn't do the whole get a cat sitter or whatever because, you know, it was only 20 minutes up the road. Anyway, here's the thing. So I go to this event. Not really knowing what to expect. We get there. Well, I don't know why I say we. I get there and I check in to the hotel and they have a bus. They have a shuttle bus between the bar where the event is taking place, which is a bar called Tommy's, and the hotel. So I get onto the bus, which by the way is a school bus. I still to this day wonder if the school knew we had their bus, or if it's just some rogue bus driver that just like whatever. Anyway, so we get on the bus, we go to the bar, they do a little meet and greet and thing, and there weren't a lot of people there. And honestly, I was not even going to come back on Saturday because there was like not a lot of people there. And the people that were, I was like the youngest one in the room. It was just like, you know, kind of like one of those, and isn't there nothing wrong with older people? But, there's nothing there that was particularly up my alley. And so I met a couple of the contestants and they were really nice. They were very nice. I bought some raffle tickets from them and whatnot. So I decided, okay, well, I'll come back the next night. I've already paid for it. Might as well come back the next night, which is a good thing that I did because the next night was actually the actual contest. And it was much better because there's a lot more people there. It was a very crowded bar. It was very fun. So here's just so you know, Adam, just so you are aware, these were the categories that they were judged at the bar. Now, there may have been other categories that they were judged at outside, because this is not a audience voting thing. There was a panel of judges that voted. So there may have been more interview segments or something that were done outside of the bar earlier during the time. But at the bar, the categories were barware, bearware, and underwear. So there was there's three contestants. They came out in their barware, the what they would wear to the bar. Right. They came out in their bearware, which is what they would wear to a bar if they added an E to it, which I'm assuming. I don't know. I didn't really see a lot of difference between those two outfits. But anyway, and then the third was underwear, where they came out, in their underwear finest there. Anyway, it was a lovely little contest. Contestant number two, Ken, won. So congratulations, Ken. He's a very nice guy. Whatever. But here's the thing. So I went there, and they gave me this little brochure, and I found this interesting. I know I'm kind of rambling all over the place. I found this interesting. I don't know if you can see this or not right here, Adam. There is a syphilis alert.
I do.
Bears beware. There is a syphilis alert. And I don't know why I found this amusing, but I just found it kind of amusing that... there's a thing in here where you need to watch out for eye syphilis. There's an increase in cases nationwide, including cases of ocular syphilis and neurosyphilis.
Well, how do you know if you've got ocular syphilis?
You know, the disease is easily cured in most cases, but can be extremely dangerous if not treated. You can develop a rash, blindness, hearing loss, or become mentally damaged. It is especially dangerous and fast-moving to those living with HIV. So, by the way, just so everyone knows here, I found the eye syphilis thing to be funny, but it just in all seriousness, syphilis is spread by skin to skin contact with infected sores. Condoms do not provide full protection, nor does PrEP. So, and you can easily and quickly get tested for syphilis. And I believe, if you have rashes breaking out, you need to probably get that checked. That's all. There you go. That was
the more you know.
The more do I have that? I think I do.
I think you do.
There you go. Baron Frosty says, keep your eyeball off an anus. Exactly. Now, I just wanted to point out, this is a bear contest, not a leather contest. Although there is some crossover, and I think I was more expecting a leather event. This wasn't necessarily a leather event. This was more of a bear event, which is in theory more inclusive than a leather event. It's really kind of, we're getting into really weird shades of classification here, I think. Right.
Yeah, a friend of mine sent a picture to me of him on one of those leather cross things, whatever they are.
Yes.
Was explaining that to me. It's interesting, you know. That's all I can say, really. It's interesting.
It is interesting. All right, here we go. Let's find out who this is.
Yeah, hi guys. Archie Cruiser for the Celebrity Death Phone. Shocking one, this one. It was Hitchbot was murdered in Philadelphia on his way to San Francisco. Absolute tragedy. Okay, bye.
I just love the way he said murdered. Murdered. He was murdered. Who the hell is Hitchbot?
Well, you know, maybe I should know because I'm a technologist, but I feel better that you don't know. I had to Google it. Some Canadians built some robot that they were having hitchhike across.
Oh, I think I saw this. Yeah, I think I saw a story. Yeah. I didn't know his name was Hitchbot, though.
So I don't think that's a celebrity, though.
That was the Alfred Hitchcock theme. See, Hitchbot, Hitchcock.
Very good.
Yeah, funny.
So I didn't have any other events. Basically, I was in Seattle almost the whole time. Had a wonderful ferry ride back and all that. Did you know that there is a Starbucks roasting room, tasting room place in Seattle that's this huge, like, building with like all of these vats of coffee and like all this stuff. Anyway, it was amazing. I took some photos of it.
I'm not a coffee achiever.
But it was funny. There was this guy outside taking photos of the coffee bar they had and all these fancy copper still looking things and everything brewing coffee. And some obviously Seattle resident walks by him on the sidewalk and says, "It's just a fucking coffee shop." I'm like, oh God, I'm glad I wasn't taking a picture. Anyway.
Why? Would he have ruined your picture?
You know me, I'm sensitive. It would have, I would have felt bad for like weeks, about someone making fun of me for taking photos. But anyway.
Could have taken another one.
Something else happened, Daniel.
Really? I was unaware of this, Adam. What else happened?
It's not a trip. But Mark and I, we like to watch TV. We watch some reality stuff.
You do.
And we're kind of into Family Feud. We like Steve Harvey, who is the most recent Family Feud host.
Can you name two other Family Feud hosts?
Oh, God. Now that you say it, I'm not going to be able to. There was that one guy.
That one guy. A survey says...
No, Richard Dawson.
Ah, ding, ding, ding. Yes, number one answer, Richard Dawson.
And the guy who was on Home Improvement. The Home Improvement guy.
The Home Improvement guy?
The fat guy, Al.
Al from Home Improvement? Yeah.
Al from Home Improvement. Yeah. I can't remember his name.
We'll give you, I don't know.
But he was for a while. Anyway, so we like the Family Feud. We like to guess the answers and see. We even play Family Feud on Facebook.
I believe you meant Richard Karn.
Could be.
Yeah.
So anyway, we like it. Well, there's a celebrity edition. Now, first of all, let me say.
Yes.
Celebrity is a very loose term.
Yes,
in,
it is.
In this celebrity Family Feud that they have on this summer.
Yes. It's kind of like anything nowadays that deals with celebrity. It's very, celebrity now encompasses like Vine stars and stuff.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. It's like, come on. But there was a very special episode last week that just tickled my heart.
Tonight on a very special Moesha.
And can you, I don't know if I think I might have put this in the GroupMe, so you probably know who it was.
I do.
Do you? Okay. So I'm not going to have you guess then.
I'm not.
I was beside myself.
I think just with that comment alone, people will probably know.
Because chat room, I'll just tell you who was on this very special edition of Celebrity Family Feud. It was none other than Vicki Lawrence. It was fantastic. She looks fabulous. She did not dress as Mama, unfortunately. You know, it would have been even better if it was like the Mama's family cast and they all dressed up as their characters.
Would have been better.
Yeah, it would have been better. But, so Vicki Lawrence was, and she was playing, I mean, her family, who knows? I mean, I guess it was her husband. She has a really ugly husband, actually, but her husband, her daughter, who's very pretty, actually. And then they were playing against Ed Asner's family. And Ed Asner of Mary Tyler Moore fame,
mm-hmm.
and probably some other stuff as well.
Mm-hmm.
He is so old.
What is going on with my sound card?
I don't know.
Sorry.
Old. Mm-hmm. But... literally, I think they were having to prop him up on that, you know, the little whatever you call the podium thing.
Yes.
He didn't know what he was saying. They were like feeding him answers. He made a couple of funny quips.
It would be like having Fatty.
He's got to be like 105.
He would be like having Big Fatty on the what? Ah, cake.
But the Lawrence family won.
Well, yeah, of course they're up against Ed Asner, who didn't. You just clearly said he didn't even know what the fuck he was doing.
He didn't. I don't even think he knew he was on Family Feud. But I don't know.
This is the worst damn dinner party ever.
It's like, who's this black guy? You know this. Anyway,
why is the waiter being so snippy?
Anyway, I enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it. She did a little Mama impersonation.
Of course she did, because she's so unoriginal. She's
when she was doing the 20, what is it called? The final survey, whatever that thing's called.
I don't watch this thing.
Top five answers on the board.
I don't know. Final showdown or
whatever it's called.
The celebrity showdown
on.
We have a phone call. Let's see who this is. Yes, hello.
Yeah, hi guys. That's a cruiser for the Celebrity Death Band. Last minute rush this one. Lynn Anderson, country singer, most famous for I Never Promised You a Rose Garden. Dead. Bye.
Dead.
I guess that's a famous person. The song rings a bell.
Yeah, but would she be on Celebrity Family Feud?
Well, not now. She's dead.
Well, there you go. Nice.
I think she... So they actually had Joey... Is his last name Lawrence?
That's Joey kind of Lawrence?
They had Joey Lawrence's family against Mario Lopez.
Yeah.
You know,
just him by himself? Like he had
Mario
no family? Just Mario Lopez himself?
And Mario Lopez's wife?
I am so talented, I do not need my family. I will take all positions, please.
She has some... Her face looks weird.
You are so shallow.
I would have just thought that, like, he's very hot, you know?
Maybe he doesn't care. Maybe she has a wonderful personality. Maybe they're soulmates.
Pretty.
Why do you care? I mean...
She's pretty. She's pretty. Joey Lawrence has gone downhill, I think. A little bit. That's it. Family Feud. Watch it every Sunday night, ladies and gentlemen. And if you missed it, you probably have it on demand on your DVR.
The news.
Daniel, I would like you to imagine waking up and going to the bathroom only to find a live snake in your underwear.
Well, you know, that's most mornings, Adam. Yeah. Hey-o.
Alrighty.
Why am I imagining this?
Well, I'll tell you. Okay, because great. Workers at the Titusville Rehab and Nursing Center on US 1
said
that exact scenario played out with the resident inside the home.
Yes.
It was literally in his underwear, said the certified nursing assistant, Veronica Michener. I was like, a snake? A real snake? And I wanted to see the snake. And when I seen the snake in a cup, I was like, dang, that's a real snake. Michener said supervisors at the 157-bed facility told nurses not to report what happened. She told them not to do an incident report. But Michener said the supervisor's response is what prompted employees to act, and an anonymous call was made to the police. So basically, they called the police.
I'm having a very hard time following this. So,
was
it in his pants or in the cup?
No, it was in his pants, but they later moved it.
Now, did anyone see it in his pants, or did he just find it on the floor and put it in the cup and said, oh, it was in my pants?
All right. So it was in his pants.
See, it's very, very, we don't know. Allegedly, it was in his pants.
Well, I'm sure, you know what? It doesn't say in the news story, but they allude to the fact that it was found in his pants.
No, Yaz Mamadou has the correct question. Was he wearing them at the time? Like, just because the snake was in his pants, was he wearing those pants at the time?
Well, these are a lot of questions.
I will have to do my due diligence. As news director of DI Plus, I would assume that you would have vetted these things.
Yeah, well, you know.
Let's go to Adam Burns on the scene right now. Adam, was he actually wearing the pants at the time?
Well, Daniel, it's unclear at the moment if he was wearing the pants at the time.
Why do we pay to send you to this home? Why are you filming out in front of it? How much money did we spend?
If they were on or not. But we will get down to the bottom of that.
Ooh, and a straight man in the chat room post the picture of the man with a snake in his pants.
Very nice. So there you go. So they called the police. The police report was filed. It shows the director of the nursing home said she would call pest control, saying the snake may have gotten to the resident from a blanket due to the laundry facility being outside. So it was only a baby snake. Nobody was injured. And it's all fine.
That must have made him feel bad. It's just a baby snake.
Yeah. Aww. It wasn't very large. Yeah. So,
it's a grower, not a shower.
anyway. Right. Okay. A Zion man was arrested Tuesday.
I'm sorry. A what?
A Zion man. Zion.
Is that a place?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. In Chicago, near Chicago, somewhere. Okay. In Illinois.
An
Illinois man was arrested Tuesday and charged with retail theft after his would-be getaway car was repossessed while he was allegedly trying to steal electronics. What?
No, I was just charged with wholesale theft. What is this? Not like redundancy there? It's like he was charged with retail theft.
He was. Well, I don't know. Maybe in Chicago or in Illinois, that's what they call it. You know, they have names for all these bad things you can do.
Yes.
You know, they have to charge you with something.
They're on my list. Excellent.
So they charged him with retail theft after his would-be getaway car was repossessed while he was allegedly trying to steal electronics in a Walmart store.
Wow. You know, if you're going to steal electronics... Really, Walmart? That's like your go-to place.
Hey.
I'm just saying, it's not like there's gonna be like a high-end electronics. You know what I'm saying? You go to some boutique place where you can steal like
you can
the
get
Bang
a Hisense TV.
No, you can go and steal like the Bang & Olufsen like stereo systems or something like that. But not you don't want to go to Walmart to steal this. Like, what are you gonna get? Like an LG monitor?
Maybe. Well, you can get if you like Apple products, you can get iPads.
Nobody wants that.
You can get all kinds of stuff. Windows phones, maybe.
Nobody wants that.
So he faces one count of misdemeanor retail theft involving merchandise valued at less than $300.
So he went to Walmart. He stole, a shopping cart full of electronics. But because the price of the retail were so low at Walmart, he was only charged with $300. There you go.
What's that? I work at Walmart. I can't remember what it was. Rollback. It was Rollback.
It was Rollback Tuesday. And retail price of that shopping cart was $1,014, but because it was Walmart, you qualify for a misdemeanor because it's only $300.
Yeah, so upon arrival...
No, wait, Your Honor, I have a coupon.
Officers were informed that a man was observed loading electronics into a shopping basket and leaving the store. After employees confronted the suspect, he dropped the items and fled on foot.
So he didn't even make it out of the store with them?
No, he was later located walking by the side of the road, according to the police. When they asked why he was walking, he responded that his car had been repossessed while he was in Walmart.
Is that a crime to walk now?
I just wanted to know why he was walking.
I'm saying if a cop asked me why I was walking, I'd be like, excuse me, am I breaking a law?
Well, you were breaking a law.
Not if I was walking. Walking is not in and of itself a crime.
No, but the stealing, attempting to steal merchandise was
allegedly
a crime.
Allegedly attempting. Did I make it out? Do I have any stolen merchandise on me? No, I don't know who that was. It wasn't me. I've been walking.
I'm just trying to lose some weight.
I'm a fat bastard, and I'm trying to lose some weight. That's all. Jeez.
Anyway, that's the news.
That's the news. That's what you went with, huh? That's the news.
Any comments about the stories I went with? They were non-controversial.
They were absolutely non-controversial. Controversy was not included. It was not present. Present, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
That's correct.
I'm stalling because I lost my page.
Oh.
So I have to wait. Now I have it. All right, here we go.
I'm so glad you helped me get to the fiesta today. Do you know why today is such a special fiesta?
Why, Dora?
It's a birthday fiesta!
Yay!
So let's all sing happy birthday in English and Spanish. Ready?
The DI Plus birthday segment, a segment of the show where Adam will play a musical cue to someone's birthday, and I, using only my head brain and mouth words, will tell him whose birthday it is, using absolutely no help from the chat room, unless, of course, I don't know it, in which case I will totally cheat. Excellent.
That's true.
Adam, what is our first musical cue for this evening?
You've been cheating more and more recently.
Whatever, I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about. Don't know what you're talking about.
Joy and happiness.
I believe this is, hold on, pause yours for just a second.
I think I have it. Hold on.
Yeah, there you go, exactly. There you go. This is the GOAT from the Whitney Houston video.
Well, it's not the GOAT.
All right, then it's Whitney Houston.
It is Whitney Houston. Whitney Houston. She's dead.
Excellent. She's been dead for a while now.
Yeah, she's been dead. Don't call the celebrity death phone because we already had a. But she would have been 52 years old.
52 years young.
Yep.
Excellent.
All right. So here is our next one that has some special meaning to me.
This is the theme to the X-Files.
It is. It is. I'm so excited.
The truth is out there.
I'm really. Do you know why I'm excited?
No. Why are you excited?
Because they're coming out with another X-Files this year.
You know, you're going to hate it, though, because David Duchovny, you're going to be like, oh, David Duchovny doesn't look good anymore.
No.
By the way, is it David Duchovny?
It is David Duchovny.
Yeah, great.
So David Duchovny is, I love the X-Files. I think it's my favorite show of all time.
Really?
I've seen I kind of fell off the bandwagon in season 9 when it was just Gillian Anderson and like Terminator
You know, she's British. I did not know that.
Yeah, I did know that.
I didn't know that.
They're making another season of X-Files. I think it's going to be a short season. It's going to be on Fox. I think it's not going to be out until 2016, possibly. But anyway.
They only make short seasons now. Everything is like 10 episodes now. I remember in my day when a season was 92 episodes.
Yeah. David Duchovny, you know what? I never thought he was attractive, so it doesn't matter. I've never found him cute.
Okay,
I just really like the show.
Okay, great. Well, you've just destroyed him now. Thinking now he's going to stop listening. I'm sorry, David.
All right, here's our next one.
No, hold on. I have to apologize to David. I'm so sorry, David Duchovny. Adam doesn't mean it. You're a very attractive man.
I don't think he's ugly. I just never found him all that attractive. He didn't do it for me.
So I could pretend like I don't know what this is, and that would drive Auntie Vera Charles wild. She would just be like screaming at the podcast and... Oh, is this it's the theme to I Love Lucy.
Yes, it is. Yes. The theme to I Love Lucy. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm going to say it's Lucille Ball.
It is Lucille Ball.
Excellent. Do I get a thing?
My tablet. Oh, unlike your tablet, my tablet is dead.
Okay, great.
And that's where my sound effects are. So Lucille Ball would be 104 years old.
104, and she still has a really butt ugly bronze statue somewhere in Florida.
And Mamadou is correcting us. Gillian Anderson was actually born in Chicago, but lives in London now.
Ooh.
But she does, you know, the thing is, she does have a British accent her interviewed and stuff.
I know, and she's on that show. It's on Netflix, that show that she's in, that she's very British in that show. That's why I assumed that she's... I thought she was pulling a Samantha Carter from Stargate thing on us. What's her name? Samantha Carter from Stargate is... Oh, I can't think of the actress's name, but she is British. And she was... So when she was in Sanctuary, I'm like, oh my God, why does she have such a horrible fake British accent? And then I looked her up and I was just like, oh wait, she was born in... Okay, she's British. I guess that's just her normal British accent, which could be bad.
Maybe. I don't know. I think there's some Britishness about her somewhere.
There's some Britishness about her.
And, you know, David Duchovny, I hear he's going to be in a new movie. It's a period piece.
Yeah, a nude movie? Did you say a nude movie?
Yeah, it's going to be a nude movie.
A nude movie.
Great. And it's a period piece. He's going to be a Civil War. He's going to be not Civil War. He's going to be, what was that war against the British people?
Yeah, the Revolutionary War.
That one.
Okay.
He's going to be in that one. He's going to be nude. So I think they have a working title for it. Something like Yank My Doodle, It's Dandy. I don't know. Something like that.
What was that movie about where we fought the British people? Oh, you mean the Falkland War? Yeah, that was great. Yeah.
one of those wars.
It was either the Falkland Islands or the Revolutionary War. I don't know. One of those two.
She's going to teach him how to do a British accent, at least. So, I don't know. So, she's got some ties to Britain.
Excellent.
Okay, our last birthday of a semi-famous person who's not a Pride 48 birthday.
Yes?
Baby, if you've ever wondered whatever became of me. I'm working on the air in Cincinnati.
All right, this is the theme to WKRP in Cincinnati, obviously.
Yes, it is.
Now, there are many, there's an ensemble show, so there are many people that were on that show.
I can give you a hint.
Give me a hint.
Married to Burt Reynolds for a while.
It would be Lonnie Anderson.
It is Lonnie Anderson.
Who played the receptionist / secretary, Mr. Carlson's secretary.
She did,
WKRP in Cincinnati.
I didn't really enjoy that show all that much. I think, you know, because I'm really big into old TV shows.
Yeah.
But I think for some reason, a lot of the 70s era TV shows.
You know, WKRP was not in the 70s, right?
Was it 60s?
No, it was in the 80s.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you sure that it was only that it didn't start in the 70s, perhaps?
If only there was some interconnected system of tubes and wires. That would let us, that would let us find these things. We're kind of both right, from 78 to 82.
You see, it started in the
70s. Yeah, but 78 is not really considered the 70s.
The 70s-esque shows that seem very 70s to me. I'm not really, you know, for some reason I didn't really get into them. I'm thinking of, and maybe none of these are in the 70s, but here's
Been packing and
like
unpacking.
WKRP, Maud. Maybe that was 50s. I have no idea, but
WKRP and Maud. Up next after WKRP, Maud.
Mary Tyler Moore. When were those? Were they 60s?
You're just like, this explains so much about your California trip. This explains, you have like zero like continuity in your memory, do you? You're just like, kind of like,
they
oh, you
all
know,
seem to
those shows
that
were all the same time period, you know, like Gilligan's Island and Mr. Ed and Mother Knows Best.
I actually love Mr. Ed. Okay, wait. So let me just say this. All the really old black and whites. I like.
Thank God you finished that sentence. Yes.
Whenever they were from, whatever years they were in.
I wonder like when we got color TV, Adam.
I don't know. I have no idea. You can look it up. I probably wasn't born yet. Anyway, so they all seem 70s-ish to me, but maybe they're not. I wasn't born back then. How do I know whether it was? Anyway.
You know, in 1965, it was announced that over half of all network primetime programming would be broadcast in color. However, color TVs were available as early as the 1950s.
So when was Maud? Okay, let's just look at Google here, at Wikipedia or something.
Yes.
And let's look and see when Maud
was from 1972 until 78.
See, that's 70s. I was correct.
That show was over. That show was over by the time WKRP even came on.
Yeah, but I said 70s. That is still in the 70s. So I was right. Mary Tyler Moore, 70 to 77. All of those are 70s. What would you call them? 60s? 80s? No, you'd call them 70s. See there?
I would just call them crap. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
See there? I don't like shows that were made between 1970 and 1979.
What the fuck? Right in the middle of the birthday segment, we're getting a phone call. That's crazy. Let's see what this is all about. Yeah, hello. Oh, I have to hit this button.
Hey, guys. This is Mags calling for the Celebrity Death Phone, even though I know it's kind of on hiatus. Rowdy Roddy Piper, famous wrestler, actor, I guess was getting to be a comedian. Died at the age of 61, which really threw me. I thought he was older than that, but
yeah, really.
Yeah, I had to call that one in. So see you in Vegas. Bye.
All right, great.
You don't think Roddy Piper's famous?
Oh, no, absolutely. No, as far as the entry goes, absolutely. But as far as the Death Phone never takes a hiatus. You know, it doesn't matter that we're not here. The Death Phone is always available.
I was going to say, apparently even Mags knows that we were on hiatus, but I didn't.
The end of the last show, we said we'll be gone for 3 weeks. You made me say that. I was drunk.
3 weeks.
Well, we were only gone for two.
Oh, well, I think I meant two. But anyway, after this show, we will be on hiatus until Vegas. I don't know how many weeks that is. I think it's two.
Adam, when are we on in Vegas?
You know, Daniel, we should end this. We should tell the birthdays and end the segment first. Shouldn't we?
Yeah,
don't
sure.
you like to
yeah,
kind of tie
sure,
things
sure.
up?
I do. Do we have one more? Are you done?
No, I'm done.
All right,
I'm
great. So then let's just go to the old Pride 48 website here. We'd like to say a very happy birthday to Tom G from CJLB. Tom G, CJLB. What is CJLB? Why am I drawing a blank on that? Also, I'd like to say a happy birthday to Toppy Smelly. And I don't know why Brian from Game Night Guys, 810, is showing up before Dr. Stone at 8-9. But we would like to say a very happy birthday to Brian from
the website wrong.
We would like to say a very happy birthday to Brian from Game Night Guys, Dr. Wesley Pythagoras Stone from Tuke and Beanie, and Big Fatty from Big Fatty Online.
Even though that one's tomorrow.
But it doesn't matter. I mean, by the time this show is out overnight, it'll be today. And I also just want to take a little selfish moment to plug the fact that Fatty is out this week. So Monday and Tuesday on the Big Fatty program, you can hear Joe Batance and myself filling in for Big Fatty on Monday and Tuesday.
And unlike Daniel, who just shamelessly promotes his birthday.
Yes.
This is the only time I'm going to mention it. My birthday is August 17th.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on just a second, Adam. Oh, I don't know what you're saying, but hold on just a second. We have a celebrity death phone here. Let's see what we're getting here.
If I were a rich man, yabba dooby 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 dum.
No, it's not dooby dooby.
That's right. Theodore Bechel, best known for being Tevye in Fiddler on the Roof, has passed away. Brian in New Orleans. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, thank you, Brian. Thank you, Brian in New Orleans. However, I believe, see, the thing is that my friend Bill, who is a music director, who also wrote the Daniel and Curtis, or the Curtis and Daniel theme song, by the way. But Bill he had to direct Fiddler on the Roof, and he was explaining to me that it's not dooby dooby doo, it's the yada da da da. It's like, it is a Yiddish way of doing some kind of, I don't know. He had a whole logical expression for it, like a whole logical reasoning for it as to why he's saying yada, yabba, yabba, dooba doo. Kind of
August 17th, my birthday. Anyone want to? AdamBurns.UK@gmail.com or you can contact at dubiousintent.com. Either one. I'm not asking for a present. You can just wish me a happy birthday.
Thank you so much for helping me sing my way to La Fiesta. I couldn't have done it without you. See you soon. Hasta luego.
Bye, Dora.
Excellent. So much for that. You know what, Adam? I didn't mean to belittle your birthday.
Oh, it's fine.
It's August 17th. I'm getting you a shovel. It's going to be great. It's going to be a... No, maybe I have it.
Why are you getting me a shovel?
So that you can dig yourself into these holes better than what you're doing. You know what? Let's just take it. Let's just take it. No, you you just dig into them. This way you can get into them faster.
Oh, okay,
that's all I'm saying. You know what I wanted to say? A very heidi ho and a hoodly hoo for all of you that'll be seeing. For all of you who will be seeing us in Vegas
at
Pride 48. We would like to invite you to attend the big Dubious Intent Plus experience going on there Saturday, August 29th at 4:30 p.m. in the afternoon in the main broadcast suite. So make sure that you show up 4:30 p.m. Pacific time, Saturday, August 29th, to check out the Dubious Intent program that will be going on there. We got some fun things lined up for the old shoe there. And you know, for those of you who might be listening at home, if you want to listen live, we will be broadcasting live on pride48.com. So that goes for you as well. 4:30 p.m.
So I need to be there. Is that what you're saying?
You do. You need to be there. Okay. We'll be following the Mad Dingo, who's right before us, and we'll be right before Ink Blind and Confused. So there it goes. We'll be nestled in between.
Right before Go Big or Go Homo. No.
No, no.
Right after Mad Dingo, right after Go Big or Go Homo.
We are two shows after Go Big or Go Homo. We're right after the Mad Dingo, right after the Australians. So I believe at that show, RT Cruiser goes around and puts his kangaroo balls on your head. And then once that is done, once that silliness is done, then we get to, to the big show. To the big show. Did the Dubious Intent Plus program. Let me tell you, it's going to be awesome. It's going to be, if you're a fan of biscuits or burgers, you want to make sure you're at the Dubious Intent Plus show.
The problem with that is, though, there is no Whataburger in Vegas.
Au contraire, my friend.
There is no Whataburger in Vegas.
Not in Vegas, but there is one within distance that could ship us overnight Whataburger. So don't you worry.
That'll be good.
Don't you worry your little head about that, let me tell you. All right. Excellent. That's what we have there. So, Adam, let's get to our contact segment, shall we? Did you have anything to say about anything before we got to our contact?
Was I supposed to?
I don't know. Did you listen to Christina and Nicole's show where they like named it after us?
I haven't yet.
So you can't even.
It.
You can't.
It's
even...
in my playlist.
Did you listen to the Tim and James show where they named it after me?
I haven't listened to that one either.
Oh, wow. You're just.
I was away and not listening to podcasts, Kyle, because I was visiting family.
Here's the thing. I know you don't listen to this. It's all about meh. Do you?
I don't. I listen to everything.
You don't listen to it. You just admitted that you haven't heard. Shows. You haven't. When people name their shows after you, you don't even listen to them.
It's sitting there. It just hasn't been listened to yet.
It's sitting there like a floater at a bridge game. It's just sitting there.
I went for months without listening to Big Fatty, and then I caught up with all of his shows, and now I'm caught up again.
No, well, make sure you listen tomorrow morning and Tuesday morning because Joe Vitance and I are filling in. Anyway, now here's the thing, Adam. I wanted to say this, and now you've sidetracked me. You made me angry enough about you just casually disregarding these other shows that talk about us all the time. Like it's the All About Meh show. And they've been talking.
They always
about it.
Make fun of Mariah Carey. I have problems listening to that.
They
it
don't.
Makes me cry.
They don't. They actually said really nice things about you the last show.
Well, the
most recent show that just came out today. I don't know, but before the last week's show, they said really nice things about you. You really should listen to it. They're trying to win your favor back, Adam. They're trying to they're being very nice. They kicked Curtis off the show last week just so that they could say nice things about you.
Why does Curtis not like me?
God, no. Everyone knows that. Anyway, here's the thing. This is why it was the Curtis and Daniel show, not the Curtis, Daniel, and Adam. I mean, Curtis, Adam, and Daniel show. Anyway, here's the thing, Adam, is this All About Meh.
Yes.
They are so confusing. I don't know. You should really, you need to listen to it because you need some kind of like chart to figure. They do segments, but they're not really segments where it's like, oh, this is a memery segment where they pick a number 1, 2, 3, and then they play a song, and then the other two decide whether you hate it or not. But then that has something to do with whether they had a school in their eye. It is so confusing, Adam. It is a train wreck. I don't know what they're doing.
They should feel honored to have that said about their show.
I don't know what they're doing. Because you listen to DI Plus, and we have very clear segments, right?
We do.
We have, here's segment number one, which you can totally skip. Like, you can, the entire first 30 minutes of the show, you can just skip that, right? That's just like, this is a skipping segment. And then you get right into the, you know, into the news story segments, which
you
is again.
You can skip that one too.
You can skip that one too. And then you get to the birthdays, which is really the only thing that people listen to is that middle segment. They listen to the birthday segment and then the contact segment. Yeah. Which is why I'm sneaking this information, which more aptly belongs at the beginning of the show, but I am putting it here now as an homage to It's All About Meh, because they don't know how to keep their stupid segments in line. That's all I'm saying. If you're going to make a segment, ladies and gentlemen, let me just say this right now, podcasters, if you're going to make a segment, it needs to have a what, Adam?
A point?
No, none of our segments have a point. We violate that every single show.
It needs to have an opening bumper and a closing bumper.
There you go, Adam. It needs to have a bumper. If you're going to have a segment, it needs to have a bumper. I don't care if it's you just, you know, like whatever, doing it in your whatever. If you're going to have
a segment. They used to have bumpers for their segments, I thought.
I don't know what they're doing. I don't know.
And some of our segments don't have a closing bumper.
No, they don't. They don't need,
like,
some of
like
them don't
news
need.
News doesn't have a closing.
No,
number.
News doesn't, because news is happening all the time, Adam. It's in the definition of the word. It's news. It's news. It's happening all the time. There is no closing of news.
And Mib says formulaic is boring. I love formulaic.
I'm not going to argue with that. It's comforting to me.
I'm comforted by formula.
This is why I'm saying this right now. I'm being a rebel right now. I'm saying this in the wrong segment. You know why? Because people skip over the first segment and the second segment, so this is the only time they're going to hear it. Anyway, let's get to our very first phone call. It comes in from the mayor of Squareopolis, Mayor TJ. Let's listen to that show, shall we?
Hey there, Dubious Intent guys. This is Zombie Girl TJ, and I actually have a message for Adam. This is regarding the theft of your information and use of your credit card. I don't know how they got your credit card. I don't remember all the details of the story, but
me either.
I know they got your driver's license.
It was a porn site.
And
I have no
the thing
idea.
That they bought sounds suspiciously familiar to Larry and I. Not
really?
That we bought them, but we both play free phone apps, little games that have, you know, in-game currency, and then there's always this other currency that you have to pay real money to get if you want to get the good stuff. And in order to get it without paying real money to the game people, you can buy things or subscribe to things through an app called Tapjoy, or sometimes you can just buy them straight through the game. For example, in My Muppets, the My Muppets app where you build your little Muppet stage app, you want to get diamonds, and you have to pay money for those. Anyway, Disney Movie Club is like one of the big, big, big payouts on those. If you subscribe to Disney Movie Club, you usually get a bunch of in-game currency. And then that other thing, that stamp that was like, whatever it was, a check deposit thing or a return address thing, that was probably one of them too. So somebody is not seriously trying to rip you off. They just wanted some coins, and they figured it wasn't that big of a crime. It is, you know, identity theft, stealing your money. But I think if you want to pursue that, you should tell your credit card company to check into in-game purchases and see who did that and who got the coin for that, because I'll bet that's what they used it for. Anyway, just a thought that Larry and I just looked at each other and went, oh yeah, they're playing Clash of Kings or something. Hope you guys are doing well. Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye, TJ. Thank you. Yeah, that's very interesting. All I did, honestly, and I probably should, you know, as a responsible citizen, you know, I should go back to the credit card company or the bank and say, you know, you guys might want to open up an investigation on this and all that kind of stuff.
They're not
but
going to. How much was it for?
Both of them were under $15.
And here's the thing. I remember, this is so fucking infuriating, because we all pay for this. Like, we all pay for credit card fraud. I remember this is so fucking infuriating. I bought a Christmas tree at one of those stands, you know, one of those tents that they set up in the Walmart the shopping center, whatever. This is when I lived in Florida, right? And so Christmas trees are a big deal down there because we don't grow them down there. So I bought a Christmas tree in December at one of these things, like one of these fly-by-night Christmas tree tents.
As you do.
And then suddenly in the end of July, this charge shows up on my credit card for, you know, like $50 that I didn't do from, you know, whatever. And it turns out that it was a fireworks place, which coincidentally was one of those little tents that they had out.
Yeah,
those
were in tents.
Well, there you go. So I'm just like making it. And so I talked to a friend of mine that also bought a tree there. I'm like, by the way, did you like suddenly get this charge? Yeah. So now there's two of us that had the same bogus charges.
Right.
That we could point to and go, look, this is the same company that basically is ripping off ripping us off. Our bank basically said, because we were in the same bank, our bank basically said, okay, well, you're not responsible for that. Don't worry about it. We'll take that charge off and blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
But we're going, but no, you don't understand. We know who it is. Look, this is all you have to do is just like go after it. And it's like they had no interest in going after them. No
they
interest.
They must have their own insurance as well.
It's just like, it's one of those things. It's like, this is like, it is the most infuriating thing in the world because these people know that unless you're stealing thousands of dollars of shit, it's like, they're just going to write it off. They're just basically going to turn around and write it off. And because it's going to cost them more to go after these people than it is to actually get the thing. It's like, it's one of those things I've often said, if I didn't have a conscience, if I didn't have a conscience, Adam, I would be doing religious radio right now. I would have a religious podcast where I was selling prayer cloths every week. Then I wept on these tear cloths myself, and I have anointed them with my tears as I was praying in the dark. All you have to do is send me $52, and I will send you this prayer cloth that will give you the salvation that you need.
I've sold cloths before, but they weren't prayer cloths.
No, you came on them. Those are dirty underwear, Adam. It's completely different thing.
No, well, anyway, what I ended up doing, I think I already said this, is I canceled that card and got a new one, and I changed my driver's license number, and I got LifeLock.
I know, and I still don't understand how they made the jump from driver's license to credit card. That's the thing.
Maybe it's coincidence.
I think it is.
A complete coincidence.
I think what it is when you were out there, you used your credit card at some place that had a skimmer on it, and that's probably how they got your credit card thing.
Maybe.
Because let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, here you go. A piece of advice, a piece of free advice from your technology podcast, Dubious Intent. When you go to, let's say, the ticket machine at the subway station where you're filling your Metro card, or you go to an ATM that's out in the public, you know, like this out, like one of those ATM cards, or even if you go to the pump at the gas pump, and you use your credit card, before you slide your card into and out of the little reader, put your hand on the reader and pull. Don't yank it like you're like, you know, but like pull. Give a really good pull on those things, because there are skimmers that fit right over the top of those readers that basically just collect your information. So it's like they're not blocking the information from getting into the machine, right? And so your transaction goes through correctly, but those little things are like hooked on the outside of the credit card reader, and they have a little tiny camera in them that is pointing down at the keypad. So it's like, not only is it capturing your thing, but it's watching you type in your PIN down below, and then they basically sell that stuff online, and that's how you get your credit. These skimmers are like everywhere. They're incredibly cheap to make, especially as cameras get like even cheaper and whatnot to make and magnet are weird. But all you really have to do, because they're designed so that they can just run by at the end of the day and just pull them right off, and then there you go. So it's like they put them on in the morning, and then they come by in the evening, and they basically pull them all off, and then they have thousands of credit card numbers or hundreds of credit card numbers. So the point is that there you go. A little piece of advice from us to you: pull on those things before you do anything else.
Anyway, so I did all that, and you know, LifeLock. I'm only going to keep that for a few months, honestly.
Holy shit!
I'm sure LifeLock is great, but
wow, that hurt.
But the only things they've notified me of. Mm-hmm. Are valid things so far.
Right. And it makes sense, right? It makes sense.
I get these emails. Oh my God, there was a $275 payment to Nissan. Yeah, that's my car payment.
And it makes sense, right? That they would totally use this to just use these mobile game things or whatever, because they can go and they can spend all those points and whatever before they're ever tracked down. So it's like, I've already spent the points. Like maybe they'll use it on My Vegas slots, and then they'll go and get free buffet tickets, and then they'll sell those free buffet tickets. That's how they convert it into cash. That's how they get you, Adam. That's how they get you.
That's how they get you.
Suddenly I turn into Kevin Nealon. I don't know why. All right, let's go to our next phone call, and let's see who this is.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, Daniel. I will pay that $15.55. I want to see what is on your 65 gig porn hard drive stick. I will pay that money. Have that stick for sale. I am genuinely curious what gets Daniel Brewer off. Okay, this is Donna Sugars, by the way. Uh-huh. I know that this stick is going to be filled with filthy, dirty shit, and I want to see it. So sign me up. Put me down for one. I'm buying. Okay, love the show.
For the so low price of $15.95, you can have this 64 gig. I have anointed it with the tears. I have wept over this porn stick.
I don't think you wept. I debated about whether or not to read this, but I'm going to read it, but we're not going to get into a big conversation about it.
By the way, Joe in Dallas is so much dirtier now because he's been sending me porn links on Facebook.
Oh, he sends me porn links.
Oh, my God.
All the time, yeah.
I like his porn links, but he's like, he'll send them to me. And then 10 minutes later, he'll go like, did you like them? Like, I've had time to watch 15 porns.
Joe.
I can't watch 15 porn movies in like 10 minutes.
I don't work in a bathhouse.
I need to savor them. I need to inspect them.
So first of all, thank you for calling, Donna.
Donna Sugars, thank you for calling.
Sent an email.
Yeah, she did.
To me. And I'm not going to argue about it, but we're not going to get into a big debate, but I'll read it because it's contact and I don't want to give anyone short shrift, so to speak. I do find it ironic, though, that the title of the email is "Not All Liberals Think You're Stupid, Adam." And then the body of the email is "Every Reason Why I'm Wrong."
But that doesn't mean you're stupid. That just means you're wrong.
Sure. By the way,
there are plenty of smart people that are wrong.
That's true. Adam, let me give you an example Daniel didn't. If you went to Germany today, statues of Hitler anywhere in the city. He placed several during his reign. When they lost the war, they went away. Now the only place you see Nazi flags and such are in museums to remember them as part of our history, but not glorify them in national parks. I get the whole South will rise again thing you Southerners hold on to. Okay, wait. I do have to say something about this. I'm not pro-Confederacy, and I'm not South will rise again. I'm glad that this...
By the way, you're doing a great job of not responding to it.
No, I'm just responding to this one sentence. I am not... I do not want the South to rise again.
Mm-hmm.
I am glad that the South lost.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not... I've never, waved a Confederate flag or had it, stapled to my dorm room wall or anything like that. So that's incorrect about me. The South lost the war, I'm sorry to tell you. Thank you for letting me know. I didn't realize that. I did know that. Oh, and to compare the Confederate South to the plight of the Native Americans is a slap in the face to them. No one forced March Southerners to the worst part of America and left them to die. So what I was saying is people who... Some of those people that we honor with statues and stuff were the ones who actually made the Native Americans do that. I wasn't comparing Southerners to Native Americans.
However, the statues that we honor them with are not statues of them actually dragging the Native Americans off.
But
the piece of art that you were talking about, yes, it was. It was a picture of a Confederate soldier with General E. Lee that is absolutely glorifying the Confederate War.
Dragging a slave.
Doesn't matter. That's all the Confederate War was about. We're not arguing about this. Right,
anyway, we're not arguing. But I really, Donna, I appreciate your email. And thank you for telling me you don't think I'm stupid in the subject line. And that's it. Thank you for emailing. And if you would like to email us, ladies and gentlemen, you also can call Daniel a racist or tell Adam he's not stupid. Contact at dubious.
By the way, both are true. I am a racist and you're not stupid.
We're probably both a little racist. Isn't there a song?
There is a song.
Anyway,
it is true. We are all racist. That is, even people of minority races can be racist because you're a member of this society that is receiving the same statements that we all are.
You should hear some of the things Mark says about Indians.
Doesn't matter, Adam. There's a difference between being racist and recognizing it and being overtly a racist, right? And it's like there's a fine, again, it gets into nuance and we suck at nuance. That's all. As a country, we suck at nuance is all I'm going to say. Anyway.
You're not racist on purpose and I have moments of intelligence.
Right, exactly. Great. 3, 2, 1. Excellent. I don't know what you're... So we're gone. We're gone for a few weeks. We'll be back.
Till Vegas.
August 29th at 4:30 p.m. Pacific time. What is that? Eastern time. 7:30 p.m. Eastern time. I don't know.
Something like that.
Yeah. You can listen to us. If you would like to, contact us before then, we'll kind of be out of touch a little bit, but you can send it, old school, like Harry Potter style. Strap it on.
Yeah, an owl?
Yeah, yeah. So it'll be like a symphony of an owl in flight. DI Plus is written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call on the voicemail line, 2x2 DI Plus. That is 229-234-7587, or send us an email, contact@dubiousintent.com.
We've gone from boys to being men all in
oh my
seconds.
God.
Where Chrissy says,
if we made an acapella group, we could so call ourselves Boys to Men.
We could. That was going to. Nowhere Chrissy says, I love you boys, *men.
Right. She's calling us old, Adam.
We love you too.
She's basically calling us old.
Now you get to go raid, Daniel. Are you happy?
I'm not going to get raid. I'm going to... Oh, look. No, Joe in Dallas just sent me another porn link. Great. All right, great. So I'm going to go investigate that. You know what, Adam? I will see you in Vegas. Have a great couple of weeks off. And catch up on some of those shows that you're missing.
Family Feud.
No, on the podcast. Oh, my God.
Right.
Good night, Chet.
Good night, David.